Hey, let's talk about Esther Terry, Esther Terry, 83147. Today, 7/25/25, 83147. Yeah, what I said?
Yeah.
So this is, let's see, 2025 minus 1947. This is a very nice 78-year-old woman who was recently placed on hospice with lung cancer, period. The lung cancer involves the left main bronchus, period. He's lost over 15 pounds in the past 30 days, period. His MAC is 20.5 now, period. He has a, PPS score of 40%, period. Lives with his family. His daughter, who understands his cancer diagnosis and the fact that he has very little time to live, he's no longer a candidate for chemo radiation therapy at this time, given his side effects with the medication in the past, weight loss, anemia, nausea, vomiting. And overall demise, he has chosen to be placed on hospice. And patient is now having ADL dependency as well as bowel and bladder incontinence, period. It's a she, by the way. Did I say he? I'm wrong. Let's see. He also has a history of breast cancer in the past without any lung metastasis. So this lung cancer in 2017, so this lung cancer is quite brand new, period. This non-small cell lung cancer is brand new, let's put it that way, period. She also has a third diagnosis of squamous cell carcinoma of the vaginal involving the urethra stage 4, which received chemotherapy and radiation therapy for in the past. But her course was interrupted because of urinary tract infections and multiple hospitalization, period. Patient has chosen for no further treatment as far as her cancers are concerned, period. H&H is 9 and 27, consistent with chronic anemia. Alk pulse 143, albumin low at 2.5, consistent with protein, calorie, malnutrition. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Let me see if I want to put anything else in there. That's it. Thank you.